Hello everyone, very welcome to Dialab Radio Series 2, Episode 7, 2206. Once again, we are going to talk about DNA methylation, the major epigenetic modification at position 5 of cytosine residues in DNA. It is now well recognized that 5-methyl cytosine plays an important role in regulating many cellular processes, including gene expression and embryonic development. Many methods have been developed for analyzing the global DNA methylation level. However, conventional methods require large amount of sample DNA and extensive expertise. The most rapid and straightforward method for quantitative detection of 5-methyl cytosine seems to be an ELISA-based assay using anti-methyl cytosine antibody. The antibody has a highly selective binding affinity to 5-methyl cytosine. Using this antibody, the team explored, earlier reported, a rapid and simple immunoassay for 5-methyl cytosine quantification. They developed a novel bifunctional linker molecule to anchor DNA samples on a gold substrate. The linker molecule consists of nitrogen mustard moiety and a cyclic bisulfide group. In the work described in the current manuscript, they improved their bifunctional linker molecule to make it even more widely usable with other biosensing devices by replacing the bisulfide group with biotin. They show that the molecule can successfully immobilize genomic DNA on a streptavidin-coated microplate, which was then employed for immunochemical epigenetic assessment. They achieved the sensitive and quantitative detection of 5-methyl cytosine in genomic DNA samples. These numbers are in good agreement with the previously reported methylation identified by whole genome bisulfide sequencing. They claim that their novel bifunctional linker molecule provides a fast, easy, and inexpensive method for epigenetic assessment without the need of any conventional bisulfide treatment, PCR, or sequencing. For technical details, please see the manuscript published in Analytica Chimica Acta 2018, volume 1043, page numbers 107 to 11. Bye for now. Stay connected. Bye-bye.